Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live weekly podcast here every Wednesday at noon. It's our 135th episode, all about the issues of aging, getting older. How do we take care of ourselves? How do we take care of mom and dad? How do we protect the house, what we've worked a lifetime for? How do we make sense of all of this? What about Medi-Cal? What about VA? What works? What doesn't work? Does the trust work? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. What do I do? How do I make wise decisions? Where's the best place for mom? How do I determine what's a good idea when it comes to the issues of aging? Thanks so much for joining me. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. I've been doing this for 30 years. I've been on the radio in Sacramento for 20 years on KFBK, and this is what I do every day, is talk to people about the issues of aging and how to solve the problems that come with the issues of aging. Remember a couple things. I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what the hell they're talking about. I have a California insurance license and a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, California, which allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. And everything I talk about here is intended to be my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It is my opinion only. My opinion is usually a good one, but is not to be taken. It's my opinion. That's all it is. The title of today's show is What If the Stroke Fails? This morning, and I'm going to refer to this briefly, and then I'm going to stick to the topic of the show. I want you to get a Wall Street Journal, and I want you to look at the front page of today's Wall Street Journal. That's the 12th. And an article titled, More Than Ever, Americans Age Alone. That will be the subject of my upcoming workshops on the 15th of December and the 5th of January, and my upcoming radio show this weekend on the 16th, which you can listen to on my website. So shortly, that radio show, if you can't listen to it live in Sacramento, that radio show will be posted to my website within the next couple days, and you can listen to it. Read that article, folks. It's really important. Again, it's in today's Wall Street Journal, and it's on the front page, and it's entitled More Than Ever, Americans Age Alone. Now I want to get to my subject today. Oh, how do you contact me? You can on the website, on what you're listening to this, you can scroll down. On the top of the website is my phone number. It's an 800 number. You can call it from anywhere and get a hold of me. You can also scroll down, and there's a place for you to sign up for workshops where you can send me an email where you can get all kinds of good information. And all of that is available on the homepage where you're listening to this program right now. So let's talk about today's topic. What if the stroke fails? Bob, I don't understand the question. It's simple. If the stroke succeeds, you're what? Come on. If the stroke succeeds, you're dead. But what if the stroke fails? I have a person, I won't tell you how old, but not very old, who suffered a stroke, and right now, I'm dealing with it right now, and he is in a nursing home and will be for the rest of his life. I'll tell you what, he's not 70, and he'll be in a nursing home. He's alone, which fits in with the article today in the Wall Street Journal and what I'll be talking about here next week. In fact, my podcast next week, I hope, will be on this topic, if I can remember it, on getting older alone. But what if the stroke fails? What are all the possible things you might have to do if somebody has a stroke? It's going to change lives. It's going to change your life. It's going to change the life of the person that had the stroke. It's going to change the life of the family, the spouse, the kids, everybody. It's going to change everybody's life. How? You've never thought about it. You never thought about what happens if the stroke fails. You've never thought about it. You just have never thought about it. I used to when I wanted a long, long time ago. In fact, that's why I did this show this week. I ran across one of my old ads. My newspaper ad was titled, "What if the," for seminars, was titled, "What if the stroke fails?" That was the name of it. And it hasn't changed since I used that 20 years ago. The issue still hasn't changed. What if the stroke fails? Okay, what are some of the things you might have to do? Well, is that maybe nothing happened. Maybe it's a minor stroke. Person goes to the hospital, changes his diet, takes some cholesterol pills, and goes on and leads a fairly normal life. And everybody goes, dodge that bullet. But what if other things happen and all of a sudden we have, I'm going to use dad in this case. It could be mom, it could be grandma, but I'm going to use dad. And all of a sudden, the stroke failed and dad can't go home because mom can't take care of him and his need levels are high, or maybe he's alone. Okay, if he goes home, who's going to take care of him? What kind of needs does he have? Is he going to be able to walk? Is he going to be able to eat food? Is he ever going to be able to swallow liquids? Is he going to need a caregiver? How much is that going to cost? Where does the money come from to do all that? I don't know. But don't you think it would be a good thing to know? What if he can't go home at all? What if he needs to go to assisted living or a boarding care? Or what if it wiped out his memory and he needs to go to memory care? What does that cost? $6,000, $8,000, $9,000 a month or more? What if he needs to go to a nursing home at $10,000 a month? What do I do then? If I have to go to a nursing home, what do I do? Who's gonna pay the bills? What if dad was single? Can the kids pay his bills? Do the kids have access to his real estate? Do they have access to his money? Do they have access to his pension? I don't know. Don't you think that's something you might want to know? So what happens when the stroke fails? Do my documents deal with that, or do my documents only deal with, you know, what happens when I'm dead? Well, if the stroke fails, I'm not dead. So I don't care about probate and all that kind of, well, I have a will, but nobody's dead. The stroke failed. Do you understand the difference? It's a really important difference. And if you can't answer those questions, I got to be careful here, but you're up a creek. And it happens every single day. Somewhere it's happening. As we speak, I'll guarantee you here in Sacramento, it is happening, going to happen multiple times today. And everybody, and the person's going to survive. And everybody's going to go, well, what do we do now? Have you ever asked yourself the question for yourself or mom or dad or whoever it is, what happens if the stroke fails? Have you ever asked that question? What happens if the stroke fails? If you don't have the answer to that question, then getting to one of my upcoming workshops would be a really good idea, or getting in to see me would be a really good idea. Because if you're living alone and there's nobody, who's going to do all this? Who's going to take care of the mess that comes with what if the stroke fails? Give me a call. My phone number's on my website. Scroll down, you can send me an email, you can sign up for a workshop, but you have to have the answers to what do I do, what does my family do, if I don't have a family, who's going to do it if the stroke fails? Every day in Sacramento and in California, scores of people are having strokes. It's not an uncommon thing, folks. You all know somebody that's had a stroke. Every day, scores of people in California are having strokes. Maybe hundreds. I don't know. I can find out. I can Google it. But it's a lot. Every day people are having strokes in California, and no one has thought about what if the stroke fails? What are we going to have to do? How are we going to handle this if the stroke fails? If you want the answers to that, if you're ready to figure out the solutions to that question, then give me a call, send me an email, get to a workshop, sign up for my newsletter list, but take positive steps so that when this happens in your family and the stroke fails, you're not wiped out financially and emotionally trying to figure out what to do next. Thanks so much for listening. Make sure you listen to my radio show. You're on my newsletter list. If you haven't obtained my book yet, do so. You can give me a call, Navigating Frailty. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this now for 2 years, over three years now. Almost 3 years. Thank you for joining me on this podcast every week. Look forward to seeing you here next week. Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Give me a call. Send me an email. But answer the question now. What if the stroke fails? Thanks so much. We'll see you here again next week or at one of my upcoming workshops. Have a great day. Bye-bye.